We praise the Lord for this weekend's get together.
我们为了这个周末的聚集何等的感谢主。
And particularly after this morning's Lord's table.
特别是今天早上这个我们薄饼聚会结束的时候。
The whole meeting.
整个聚会。
We were all invited by the Lord into His presence.
我们都是被主邀请。来到他的同在里面
and enjoying the sunshine of his face
能够在他这个面光中来享受他
remembering that we were all loved by him and bought by him and sought by him and brought back to the flock by him
记得他爱我们寻找我们并且把我们带回来把我们带回到他的羊群
and I think particularly that we felt this enlarged flock this morning warms our heart even more
特别是今天早上我们在这地方看到扩大的这一个羊群呢，更让我们的心得温暖。
And you know when we sang this hymn 52, which really expresses this feeling so well.
特别是那个诗歌49首，让我们把我们的心更是清楚地表达出来。
Because there it tells us that the Lord Jesus not only accomplished redemption, not only became our Savior and become our life, and He also become our God's firstborn son.
我们知道我们的主不仅为我们成就了救赎，把我们带回来，拯救我们，但更是成为神的长子。
And particularly in the last part, he as the firstborn son led many sons to the Father to praise the Father.
最后一节讲到这长子要带着众子一同来向父称颂。
I don't think we can appreciate this as much that the Father's heart is gladdened this morning.
我们相信我们没有语言来表达我们父的心是何等的喜悦。
And of course, the Lord is happy.
我们相信我们的主是喜悦的。
And we are happy.
我们也是喜乐的。
And I think it is in this joyous spirit we want to recognize some of the saints who normally are not with us.
今天早上我们在这样喜乐的心情里面我愿意介绍从各地来的弟兄姊妹们平常没有机会和我们在一起。
You know, recently we have been starting to do this welcoming the saints, the first timers.
最近我们开始介绍第一次来的新人。
But this is somewhat an enlarged version.
这个呢是一个可以说是一个扩大的一个版本吧。
You know, we're very happy this weekend. We have our brother and sister David and Caroline Wang visiting us.
这个周末我非常喜乐的有王生台弟兄和王嘉玲姊妹和我们在一起。
Actually, this is the first time that we recognize them.
这是第一次我们在这地方这个介绍他们。
You see, I thought to do so after the Lord's table meeting is good. And we are not introducing them because we are all invited by the Lord to the Lord's table.
当然在这个主的桌子结束的时候非常合适。当然他们也是受主邀请就像我们众人都是受主邀请一样。
The difference is only those of us who are here meeting more often and those who are here maybe for the first time today.
这唯一的区别就是我们许多弟兄姊妹经常在这儿他们是偶尔来一下。
We are always welcomed by the Lord every Lord's Day.
我们在每一个主日主都是欢迎我们来的。
And today we are here recognizing the Lord is welcoming them.
今天早上我们是在这地方可以说是替主和主在一起来介绍他们
Now, because
来欢迎他们
I want to use this opportunity to introduce or to bring in this afternoon's time.
我是想借着这个机会呢介绍今天下午所以从早上到下午要进行的节目
You know, we will have a special time which we hope many saints will stay for.
我们盼望今天下午许多圣徒还能够留下来继续交通
Our brother David and sister Caroline, if you want to introduce them, it is rather difficult to do so.
因为这王弟兄和王姊妹，如果真的好好介绍他们呢，还不容易。
Because it's hard to say. Usually, if we introduce somebody, so and so from where.
你对他们呢？你平常我介绍弟兄姊妹说某某某弟兄或姊妹从哪地方来
？If we want to introduce them from where, you should say when.
如果我们介绍他们从哪来的话，还需要加上什么时候
？I think the latest they actually came from the West Coast, right? This time you're flying from the West Coast.
最近这一个行程呢，是他们刚刚从西岸飞过来。
And a little bit before that, they're from Hong Kong.
在那个以前呢，他们在香港，再到西岸。这一次到西安以前，他们在香港。
And at some point they were from Israel because they also have a place in Israel.
他们也是经常到以色列去的。
And also from Taiwan.
他们还经常回台湾。
Well, the point is this. The point is that I want to put this plug for this afternoon.
我现在呀是真的想把这个今天下午的要让弟兄姊妹们呢真的是预备好要留下来。
Because the point is that wherever they are, they always open their home.
无论他们到什么地方，因为他们总是是开家的。
And I think the example of Aquila and Priscilla in the New Testament probably is the best way to introduce them.
所以如果真的是要想合适的介绍他们，可能圣经里的亚居拉和百基拉这对夫妇啊，可能是作为介绍他们的话，可能是最好的一个解释吧，介绍吧。
Recently, we are in the book of Romans.
最近我们在读这个罗马书。
And at Romans chapter 16, Paul recognized many saints.
在罗马十六章，保罗向许多问候许多的圣徒。
He recognized them in Rome.
他在这个向着罗马的众圣徒问安。
And if you go to 1 Corinthians, you know Paul greeted the church which meets in their home, in their house.
你知道在格林多前书的时候呢？保罗问候在亚居拉、百基拉家中的召会。
If you go to Acts chapter 18, you find their home was in Ephesus.
当在《使徒行传》十八章的时候，亚居拉、百基拉的家是在以弗所。
Wherever they are, not only they live for Christ and God's purpose.
无论他们在哪个地方，他们不仅是向着基督，更是。向着神的旨意来活的。
Not only they have a burden to preach the gospel to whoever they come into contact with.
他们不仅向他们所有接触到的人都传扬福音。
But they also want to bring people into their living, which is Christ as their life and the church as their living.
他们无论做什么都是要把圣徒们带到他们的生活里。他们的生活就是基督做生命，召会做生活。
And it is with this we want to culminate this weekend with this afternoon's time.
我们盼望这个整个周末所有的交通是这个总结在今天下午的交通里。
Which is for the sisters and the couples.
今天下午是特别总结在向着姊妹们和这个青年，特别是家庭的夫妇这样的交通。
But I hope that after you heard our brother and sisters fellowship this weekend, you will realize that it is not just for the sisters and couples, but for all the saints.
你如果这个周末听到了弟兄姊妹的分享，你就看到这个交通还不仅是向姊妹们和这个夫妇，更是向着每一位。
So we hope many of you will stay for the afternoon.
我们盼望你们弟兄姊妹能留下来继续参加下午的交通。
And because of they're here, so we also have some visitors here.
不仅他们在这儿，我们还有许多从各地来的这个访问我们的弟兄姊妹们。
So we want to also recognize them.
我们想介绍一下他们。
And also, I was just told when I walked out, I realized our brother James Lee is here.
我刚刚知道，当我走出去的时候才知道李龙辉弟兄来访问我们。
Old friend of many years.
这是一个老朋友了。
And I think the first time we met probably was early 70s, right? 71.
第一次见面是1971年。
So we're so happy to hear James.
我非常高兴李弟兄能在这地方。
And I realize there are some, you know, let me just first mention this. We have some saints from Nutley this morning.
我们今天早上有从纳德利来的弟兄姊妹们，请你们站一下好不好？
Would you please stand up? Thank you. And we.
谢谢。
Actually, we had a couple from Hershey, Pennsylvania yesterday, but I understand they left.
Yeah, they left last night.
Okay.
我们从这个世界上最甜的地方，就是 Hershey 召会，来了一家人昨天他们晚上离开现在在新泽西那边的香调。
And we have some saints from Seattle this morning.
We have one. 我们有一个弟兄从西雅图来
Okay.
介绍一下。
Okay. And then we have some saints from Hangzhou.
有从杭州来的弟兄姊妹们，你们。站一下好不好？杭州来的这两位
好。And we also have some from 苏州。
还有苏州召会来的弟兄姊妹们，你介绍一下好不好？好的。谢谢。
And I don't want to miss anybody because, you know, sometimes people come and go. We don't really realize. And even sometimes we didn't seem to miss them. But this morning, because I believe some have come, you may not have been here recently, we want to recognize you as well.
当然我们盼望所有来的弟兄姊妹啊，我们每次都能介绍，但是这次呢，因为我们特别是因为人多，也不愿意漏掉任何人。如果你有一段时间不来了，也请你站起来，我们。
I wasn't going to ask them to stand up because I was going to.
那就别站了。
I was just going to tell them that we want to tell you we are so happy you are here with us.
他想告诉朱弟兄，想告诉你，我们心里边看见你非常高兴。
Such a special time of getting together.
啊，今天啊是这个是非常喜乐的一个机会。
So this morning we want to leave the rest of the time for our brother and our sister.
今天早上我们把剩下的时间交给我们的弟兄和我们的姊妹。
And we will have translation and I believe well maybe we should mention it now that we will not separate into language meeting afterwards.
我们今天早上还会有这个同声翻译。同时呢 side by side 有这个翻译，同时呢今天早上就不分语言聚会了。
And this is afterwards
啊，就是这个聚会以后就不分语言了。
The reason is not only we want the saints to have a chance to respond the burden this morning,
我们还是盼望弟兄姊妹们交通完以后圣徒们能有回应。
But also we want our brother and sister to feel free to completely discharge their burden.
我们更是盼望我们弟兄姊妹有自由，能够有自由完全把他们的负担释放出来。
You don't need to worry about the time. Just save a few minutes if the saints have some response. Okay.
不需要太担心时间啊。这如果留几分钟给弟兄姊妹分享就可以了。
好 ，Maybe we have some prayers. Let some saints have some prayers before our brother.
弟兄姊妹，我有些祷告，好吧？
Praise you.
主啊，我们赞美你。
You're the God of glory.
你是荣耀的主。
You appear to Abraham.
你向亚伯拉罕显现。
This morning you appear to us.
今天早上也向我们显现。
Open your heart and speak to our heart.
哦，是把你的心向我们打开，也向我们的心说话。
Lord, we wanted to hear you.
主啊，我们要听见你的说话。
We want to turn our heart back to you.
我们要把我们的心转向你。
Thank you. You are the God of purpose.
主啊，你是有目的的神。
You desire to call us into your glory.
你也盼望把我们呼召进入你的荣耀。
Not only you wash away all our sins.
不仅洗净我们的罪。
You cleanse us.
你还要洁净我们。
Now you dispense your life into us.
要把你的生命分赐到我们里面。
Daily you transform and renew us.
你每天都在变化我们。
Lord, you wanted to make us an object of your love.
主啊，你今天是把我们作为你爱的对象。
Lord, we're looking forward to that glorious day.
主啊，我们盼望那在荣耀里见你的那日。
主啊 ，we can become your glorious bride.
我变成为你荣耀的配偶。
In life and nature, in every way and in every detail, we resemble you.
好，在生命和性情，在每一个细节、每一个方面。都和你一模一样。
Lord, we become your counterpart.
主，我们成为你的配偶。
Thank you for such a glorious calling.
谢谢你这样荣耀的呼召。
Thank you, you're also well able to fulfill it.
我们相信，更是相信你完全可以达到这个目的。
Oh Lord, we look forward for that glorious happy day.
主啊，我们何等的盼望，早日在那日遇见你。
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, dear saints. This morning I feel I have a burden to share on Exodus chapter 3 when Moses saw the burning bush.
弟兄姊妹，今天早上我有负担交通在出埃及记第三章，当摩西看见火烧荆棘的异象。
And I have this brothers put out the verse here, so I'm kind of to go over this chapter's record. And it's kind of interesting. I want to point out that here we see Moses has one thought, and he said three sentences.
啊，这个地方我们看到弟兄们把这个经节打上来了。啊，我今天特别是想顺着这个经节交通，我们可以看到这个摩西有想法，并且有三次的说话。
啊， he had one thought.And the three sentences, and how God responds to it. So their conversation really shows that God has a purpose.
在这个和摩西和神这几句的简单的对话里面，我们可以看到这个神是有目的的神。
Moses, he was brought up in the palace of Egypt.
我们知道摩西是从埃及的王宫里出来的。
He has learned all knowledges of the highest education in the world at that day.
啊，摩西在那个时候是接受了世界上那个时候是顶尖的教育。
And he lived a wonderful, wealthy life.
当然，他的生活是很富有的。
But then, when he killed an Egyptian and he fled.
当他四十岁的时候打死一个埃及人，他逃跑了。
And he dwelt in the wilderness for 40 years.
他在旷野里面生活了四十年。
And he was shepherding the flock. Not only it's not his flock, it's his father-in-law's flock.
他在旷野里面牧养群羊，那羊群还不是他的，还是他岳父的羊群。
For 40 days, 40 nights, he even didn't have probably a person to talk to.
40 years.
For 40 years.
四十年之久，恐怕他很少和人有说话的机会。
So later on, when God called him, he said, "I'm dumb to speak. I really cannot speak much more because all every day I face is all these sheep. They only meh back to me."
当神和他说话的时候，他说：“我是一个拙嘴笨舌的人，拙口笨舌的人。可能在四十年之久吧，除了跟羊说话以外，恐怕也几乎没怎么说过话。”天天听着羊在那儿给他叫。
And every day he just walk his routine and take the sheep and try to find the pasture to feed them.
可能每天他的生活是相当相当这个routine， 相当这个就是
常规的生活。
常规的生活就是天天赶着羊找草地，找有草的地方来让羊能吃饱。
一成不变的生活。
一成不变的生活。
Is that just like our life? Every day, we raise up, we go to work, our sister take care of the homes, our routine life.
就很像我们的日常生活一样，起来早上起来，去上班，有的时候姊妹们在家里料理家务。
But at one day, at one moment, a strange thing happened in the wilderness.
啊，但是有一天，啊，在这个旷野里面，有一件非常奇怪的事情。发生了。
Angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire.
他看见
out of the midst of a stone bush.
耶和华的使者在荆棘中火焰里向摩西显现。
And Moses saw the bush was burning on fire, but it's not burned up.
摩西看见呢，荆棘被火烧着，但是呢，荆棘却没有被烧毁。
In the wilderness, the stone bush.According to the Jews, the stone bush are very high in BTUs, in heat content. So when it is ignited, it will burn rapidly. Suddenly, it's consumed.
你要知道，在犹太人都知道那个 这种这个荆棘啊，在那个旷野里面是很容易着火的，而且呢它里面有可能有些含油量，那所以一旦着火很快就烧毁了。
But this time he saw a thorn bush also caught on fire but it's not consumed.
这一次摩西看见了这个荆棘呢是着火了，但是却没有被烧毁。
And Moses thought, actually here he said that his thinking, I must turn aside and see this great sight.
你看到摩西这地方在思考，他说我要过去看看到底这个发生了这个大异象，这个荆棘为什么没有被烧掉，这是他的思想。
You know, he had this thought, it's really good. I must turn to see.
他说，他这地方讲的说，我一定要过去看看这个异象。
So when he turned, he saw something.
当他转过来的时候，他要看的时候，他看见了一些东西。
Dear saints, in our daily routine, in our chores, that we just go through our lives.Many million times, without noticing, the Lord is real. The Lord is carrying out His eternal purpose.
弟兄姊妹们，我们虽然在日常的生活里面来来往往，但是我们一定要清楚，主在我们这些日常生活里面还是要成就他的旨意的。
So it's good that we have a thought that I must turn.
好，这当然。
I must turn from my daily chores. I must turn to see this sign.
所以这地方我们这个摩西这个思想也要成为我们的思想，就是我们需要转过来看一看，能来成就主的心意。
So the first thing this incident can continue is that he turned and he saw something.
之所以这件事情能够持续下去还有结果，就是因为他转了，他看见了这个异象。
I hope in our daily chores we can also say I must turnWe want to turn to the Lord and see what the Lord is doing.
我盼望我们在日常生活里面也要有这么一个决心，就是要转过来看一看主到底在做什么。
Whenever the heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
即使我们的心转向主，帕子就即时除去了。
Our daily chore, just like the veil, blank our eyes.In many, many different ways.
许多时候我们日常生活里很多的人事物的环境就成为遮蔽我们眼睛的帕子。
Our Lord is real and He is energetic and He is carrying out His purpose.
我们的主是真的，是奋力活动的，他要成就他的旨意。
So we must turn.
我们必须要转。
When Jehovah saw that he had turned aside to lookGod called to him out of the midst of the thorn bush and said, Moses, Moses.
耶和华看见他过去要看，神就在荆棘丛中向摩西说，摩西，摩西。
You know, this whole thing, God initiated the burning of the bush firsthand. But Moses also initiated, he turned. After his turn, and Jehovah saw he turned.
这整个事件是神开始的。神先是让这个荆棘着火，接下来摩西也有一个开始，他这个开始就是他转。
So,
然后神看见他就呼召向他说话。
So our turning is very critical. Our turning, the Lord was able to speak after that.
我们的转是非常关键的，只有我们转了，神才可能向我们说话。
God called Moses, Moses.
神叫摩西，说摩西，摩西。
So when we turn, we can hear the Lord call our name.
当我们转向神的时候，我们就可以听到神在呼叫我们的名字。
And Moses' response is that, "Here I am."
摩西回答说，我在这里。
What a wonderful response!
这是何等一个好的回答。
If Moses said.I'm not here.
如果摩西说我不在这里。
Isn't that something that when the Lord's calling or when the church has a need, sorry, I'm not here.
所以当主有时候呼召我们的时候，召会有需要的时候，我们往往的回答就是我不在。
Even some morning that we need to get up for the morning revival, the Lord is waiting there for us, I'm not available.
有很多时候我们就是早上需要起来晨兴的时候，我们的主已经在那里等待我们，但我们却告诉主说啊，我没时间。
The Lord has a need.
主是有需要的。
The Lord needs us to respond to him, say, I am here.
主需要我们回答说我在这里。
May the Lord grant us such a positive response to his calling.
我们盼望主当主呼召我们的时候，我们能向主有这样一个积极的回应。
Lord, I am here.
主啊，我在这里。
I am available.
我随叫随到。
Do you want to have such a response to the Lord's calling?
你愿不愿意向着主有这样的回应呢？
I hope the Lord can grant us such a willingness to say, "Here I am."
我们盼望主给我们这样一个乐意的心，向他回应说：“主啊，我在这里。”
Then the Lord continued to say, "Do not come here. Remove your sandals from your feet."
神告诉摩西说：“你不要到这里来，你把你脚上的鞋脱下来。”
For the place on which you are standing is holy ground.
因为你所站的地方乃是圣地。
Here is that we, the sinners, we cannot approach God directly.
你要知道，我们这些罪人是不能直接来到神面前的。
But God's calling, He wants us to appear to us, but He also wants us to remove our sandals.
你要知道，主不仅呼召我们，他还要告诉我们要把我们脚上的鞋脱掉。
You know what the sandal function on our feet?
啊，这个我们脚上穿的鞋是什么功用呢？
When we walk on the earth.If without a sandal, without a shoes, we may our feet will directly contact the dirt, the earth, and have get contamination. And so we carry a lot about things from the world.
你要知道我们的这个鞋保守我们的，我们的脚不直接踏在这个地上，因为踏在地上就我们会被污染，会被玷污，许多的东西会加到我们身上来。刚才讲的这个鞋，实际上 sandal 就是像穿的那个有洞的凉鞋一样，和我们今天的鞋子还不太一样。
So when we come to the Lord, we need to remove our sandals.
我们来到主面前的时候，我们需要把我们脚上的鞋子脱掉。
All the things we heard about from the world, from our past, all the things are contamination to.And a hindrance for us to contact the Lord.
因为我们无论从世界上听到的、看到的，还是我们所知道的，很多东西都让我们受玷污、受污染，所以我们需要把它挪掉。
So when we come to the Lord, Lord, I'm empty myself. I wanted to be washed. I wanted to get directly contact with you.
当我们来到主面前的时候，我们需要有这样的祷告：主啊，我要愿意挪掉这所有的东西，去除它们，我能简简单单、干净的来到你面前。
We may have some kind of thought against someone or some kind of situation that all fill up our mind. So when we come to the Lord, we're not wholehearted to touch the Lord. But our heart is divided. So we cannot really contact the Lord.
有时候我们来到主面前的时候，我们的心里面可能对某个人不高兴，对某个人怀怨，有些东西啊，这充满了我们的心。所以我们来到主面前的时候啊，我们是三心二意的。
May the Lord open us and remove all the things that preoccupy our heart.
我们盼望我们把心里面所充满的任何和主之间的拦阻的东西都能够除掉。
And then the Lord continued to introduce himself, said, I'm the God of the Father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
神继续向摩西介绍他是谁。他说我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神，是雅各的神。
Though Moses was rescued by the Egyptian princess and he was raised in the palace, but he actually was raised up and nursed by his own mother.
你要知道，虽然摩西是被这个埃及法老的女儿从河里救出来，后来又在王宫里长大，但是他在小孩子的时候是他亲生的妈妈来把他养育了好几年。
So Moses may heard about the God of his fathers, certain God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. He only heard about God, but he never have a direct contact with him.
可能在他这个小时候长大的过程里面，他听到这家人呢给他讲啊，父亲的神、亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，但是他只是听到，他从来没有亲自面见神。
So I want to speak to the second generation in the church life. You may be brought up by your parents, and you heard about Jesus, and from a children's meeting, you sang some of the children's song, you read the verses, you heard a lot of things about the God of your parents.
我特别想向这个教会生活长大的这个下一代、第二代、第三代讲一点话。也许你从你的父母、从其他人听到主耶稣，但是你自己恐怕还没有主观的认识并经历主耶稣。
So here, Moses first time he contact the living God, and he was afraid, and he hid his face because he was afraid to look at God.
你要知道，摩西在这个时候第一次遇见神、听见神说话的时候，他心里面是惧怕的，而且他想，用摩西他因为他把脸就遮起来了，因为他害怕看见神。
You know, we always need to break through from we just heard about him, but we never have direct contact of him.
我们要一定要有在这上面有个突破，就是以前风闻有神，今天我们亲眼看见神。
We need to actually directly contact him without any hindrance.
我们需要毫无拦阻的亲自来接触到神。
So I really wanted to exhort the saints, every one of us, don't let certain brothers' God be your God. The God should be your God. Amen.
我真的是盼望鼓励并且激励弟兄姊妹们啊，不要因为不要因着其他弟兄们啊，神是他们的神啊，就你需要亲自让这位主成为你的主。
The Lord.He gave one Abraham, and he was so proudly introduced himself as the God of Abraham.
你要知道，这个神找到了亚伯拉罕这样一个人，所以他就很这个自豪的向别人介绍说，我是亚伯拉罕的神。
Then he gained a second person, Isaac, and when he appeared to Jacob in the dream, said.I'm the God of Abraham and God of Isaac.
后来又借着亚伯拉罕又得到以撒，所以他在向雅各介绍他自己的时候，就说我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神。
At that time, Jacob he was about 70 something, and he never met God.
你要知道，当那个神向雅各显现的时候，雅各已经七十几岁，一直到那个年龄，雅各从来没有亲自遇见过神。
You know, Jacob was brought up.In the best children's meeting,
你要知道雅各应该是在最好的儿童聚会里长大的。
Because the children's teacher, who are the children teachers? His father Isaac, his grandfather Abraham.
你要知道他的儿童导师就是他的父亲以撒，他的爷爷亚伯拉罕。
Who knows God better than those two persons?
在那个时代。有除了这两个人以外，没有人认识神，没有人比他们两个更认识神的。
But even such a person grew up in this godly family, he only heard about God and never met God.
就是这样一个在一个属神的家庭里长大的孩子，他也只是风闻有神，而没有亲自遇见过神。
So when God promised him for everything, and Jacob, when he woke up, his first reaction was.How terrible! How awesome this place is!
当这个他在路上逃走的时候，他这个梦见神向他说话，向他应许许多事情的时候，他醒过来说：“这地方是何等的可畏！”
If you are traveling away and you don't know where you're going and you don't have anything, you don't have a future, you don't have a why, you don't have anything, and then.God about your father and your grandfather appeared to you and promised you so many things. Your reaction should be praise the Lord, hallelujah, right?
你要知道，当一个人真的是根本就没有什么前途，也不知道往哪里去。出来以后啊，也没有家庭，也没有太太啊。这个是正在旷野里睡觉，还是在旷野里的时候，当这样一位神向你显现说我是你父亲的神啊，是亚伯拉罕、以撒的神的时候。他应该反应就是说赞美主。
But actually, when he woke up, he said, How terrible this place is!
啊，不但他没有赞美主，他醒过来以后，他说这地方是何等的可畏。
But he made a beginning. He said, if you can do me this, do me that, and then I may consider you to be my God.
他早晨醒过来的时候，他还跟神呢讨，不是他那个醒过来的时候，他还跟神讨价还价呢。他那时候说你要给我做这个做那个，你给我这个给我那个，啊，我也许可以考虑让你做我的神。
Actually, God at that time gave him very high calling, saying, "The place you lay down, I will give this place whole land to you, and then I will give you descendants."
那时候神向他应许说，你所躺卧之地，我要给赐给你为业，并且要使你繁衍增多。
后裔增多。This kind of this promise is very high. But when Jacob woke up, he said, "If you give me food to eat, clothes to wear, and safely bring me back, then I might consider you to be my God."
你要知道神的呼召和应许是何等的高，但是雅各却说，你在我行所行的路上给我食物吃，给我衣服穿，并且平平安安带我回到父家，我就以你为我的神。
God has one kind of train of thought, and Jacob has one train of thought. The two doesn't match.
神有他的思路，雅各有他的思路，这两个思路是风马牛不相及的。
God want to give him the sea and the land, but Jacob only thinking about if tonight I have some cup of noodle, have some clothing to wear so I won't get cold. This thing doesn't match at all.
神应许他后裔，应许他地，但是雅各却考虑的就是今天晚上我吃什么，能不能有一碗面条吃，有件暖和的衣服穿，因为可能比较凉。他这两个完全没有办法这个相配的。
Saints, isn't something that sometimes when we sitting here, we say the God's economy, He want to make us men like God, to be God, and we can become the glorious New Jerusalem. Isn't this too high? When we leave the meeting, all we think is that, what's my next job? What's my job announcement?What my boss thinking about tomorrow. So isn't that doesn't match?
有很多时候我们这地方讲到神的经纶，神要在我们身上达成他的旨意啊，要让我们在生命性情上啊和他一模一样，将来要建造他的身体，最终成为新耶路撒冷的时候呢，我们有时候会心里在想什么呢？要想，哎呀，我那个工作怎么样？老板怎么样？下面开会又怎么样？这两个思路完全是不相配的。
But Jacob at that time, he made a vow. If you do all the things, then I will consider you to be my God.
哎，那个时候呢，最起码雅各有一个许愿。他说，你如果做一二三，我就以你为我的神。
Coincide with what we fellowship yesterday, that God is love, but he's single. He wanted to gain a counterpart, a wife for himself.
昨天我们交通，我们的主是神，就是爱，他是爱的神，他是一直盼望他，而且他是个单身的神，他是盼望能找到一个爱的对象，成为他的配偶。
So if we look at this conversation here, God with Jacob, just like this wonderful, most wealthy, richest, famous, handsome man is proposing.For this poor, little, cunning, subtle girl, I promise to do all these things for you.
这地方我们看到神像一个高富帅一样，像一个一个贫苦地贫的这样一个女孩子求婚的。这个女孩子还不一开始还不太答应哎，就这么翻译了啊。
Very good.This gentleman has a purpose, but this little girl has another purpose.
我们看到这位求婚者有他的目的，那位被求婚的那个也有他自己的目的。
But anyway, But long story short, because that's not my main point, but I want to talk about this. For many, many years later, eventually Jacob's in his deathbed. He said, "The God who shepherded me all my life."
我不要这个，因为这个点呢，我就不要太交通太多。 一直许多年以后，当雅各临死的时候，他在床上敬拜神说，
So God was so happy. He can introduce the people now with a God of third person. I'm the God of Jacob.
我们相信神的时候是何等的喜乐。这时候他自己在向别人介绍他自己的时候，就加了第三个人，说我是雅各的神。
So here, when he introduced himself to Moses, he said, I'm God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
你要知道，这时候他向摩西介绍他自己的时候，他说：“我是亚伯拉罕的神，我是以撒的神，我是雅各的神。”Saints,
is God your God?
弟兄姊妹们，神是不是你的神？I
want God is my God.
我要神是我的神。It's
just like a girl married to a man saying, This man is mine. He is my husband.
就像一个女孩子嫁给一个男孩子，盼望那个女孩子说：“这是我的丈夫，这是我的人。”God
really wanted to be our husband.
我们的神是何等巴望成为我们的丈夫。Okay,
let's go on. Verse 7.第七节。 Jehovah said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt.
耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。Don't
consider all our afflictions, all our encountering, God doesn't see. God is not blind.
不要以为我们在地上所经历的，甚至许多时候的苦痛，我们的神是看不见的。他不是盲目瞎眼的神。Next
verse, he said, I have heard their crying. Because their taskmasters for their taskmask.
Yeah, taskmasters. Yeah.
Okay. So God can hear. So whatever we say, God hears.
神继续向摩西说，他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了，我原知道他们的痛苦，就是我们的神是也是可以听得见的神。
And God also speaking here, so He is not dumb.
你也看到神在说话，他不是一个哑巴神。So
God is not blind, is not
聋子，
dumb. Dumb, and is not 哑巴。
Deaf,
and dumb.
我们的神是耳聪目明的，他不是。 不能说话的哑巴神，他不是听不见的聋子神，他也不是看不见的瞎眼的神。In
our affliction, God knows. So next time he said, I know.
在我们在受苦的环境里的时候，我们的神是知道的。他说，我知道。Our
God is such a caring God.
我们的神是一个非常有关爱我们的神。Because
it's matter to him concerning us.
因为关于我们所受的这些经历，他说这些事对他，他是顾念我们的这些所有的需要和难处的。Okay,
and now he said, I know all those things, so now I come down to deliver them out of the land, out of the hand of Egyptian, and bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land.
他说我下来要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们从那地上来，上到美好、宽阔、流奶与蜜之地。
A land flowing with milk and honey.
流奶与蜜之地。So,
verse 10. So come now, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
神告诉摩西说，故此我要差你到法老那里，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。Here,
notice that the people of Israel, God entitle it, my people.
你要知道，这时候神称在那个环境里的以色列人是我的子民。 我的百姓。
Saints, before we were saved, we have no connection with God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们得救以前，我们与神是无份无关的。
But after we are baptized, we not only become the people who has God, but also become the body of Christ.
当我们信而受浸以后，我们不仅成为神的子民，我们更是成为基督身体上的肢体。
So we have owner.
我们是有主人的。
So our job, our family, or our living, or every situation, we can deliver to Him.
我们无论是家庭还是工作，还有其他的事情，我们可以陈明在他面前的。
Actually, all our life, everything we have, even our mind, our smartness, everything, our health, the days of our life on the earth, everything was given to Him. So He has the ownership.
我们无论是我们的生命，我们的健康，我们的聪明才智，还有我们所有的一切，都是从主而来的。
So we need to learn how to concentrate all these things back to Him.
我们需要学习如何把所有的这一切重新奉献回给我们的主。
Don't just grab it in our hand. Our hand is so small. Our hand is all untrusted.
不要把这些都握在你的手里面。我们的手是何等的狭小啊！我们这手是靠不住的。
His hand is steady. It's trustworthy.
他的手是稳妥的，是可以信得过的。
At that time, when Moses heard, I will send you to Pharaoh and deliver my people out of Egypt. Moses' reaction is what? So this is his second sentences.
这地方摩西说第二句话，当神告诉他你要去到埃及去，从法老手中，从埃及把我的百姓领出来的时候，摩西回应了第二句话。
In simple is, who am I?
他问的非常简单，他说我是谁？
God, did you make a mistake? Do you know what I'm? How old I am? I'm 80 years old.
摩西可能那时候在想说，主啊，你知道我是谁吗？你知道我多大年纪了吗？我都八十了。
The timing is not right. 40 years ago, when I was strong, I was very, very capable person. You didn't call me. But now, I'm 80 years old. I cannot do anything.
他可能想跟神说。为什么我年幼四十岁的时候你没有呼召我？这时候我什么都不能了，八十岁了，你现在来，要让我去做这件事情。
Besides, do you know I'm a refuge? I'm a fugitive. I'm a fugitive.
你知不知道我还是个逃犯呢
？Maybe I was still on the record in Egypt, so when I return there, I'll be kept right away.Capture into the prison.
说不定我还在埃及人的通缉令上啊！我一回去就给抓起来，放到监狱里去了。
God, do you know? So when God calls us to do something, we have all kind of excuses, and we think God does not know it.
很多时候，到这个时候，当神呼召我们的时候啊，我们心里面都会有这样的想法，说我们的神呢、啊，好像。是个糊里糊涂不明不白的神，你到底知道不知道我是谁呀？
What I can do now? I have nothing. I'm either 80 years old. And later on when he wrote the Psalm 90, he said a man can live 70 years old. If he's strong, he can live to 80.
你要知道摩西的时候是一无所有，所以他跟神说我有的时候你不用我，我现在什么都不用都没有了，什么都不行了，你来用我。所以他在写这个诗篇90篇的时候，他说到人一生的年日70岁，强壮的可以活到八十。
So you want to send me to Pharaoh and bring your people out?
现在你要把我这么一个老人家送到法老那去，把你的百姓带出来。
So he's talk, who am I? 我是谁呀、
啊？所以他的意思就问谁说，我是谁、
啊？哎、interesting. Listen here, the conversation is that.Verse 12, God didn't respond who you are. Who you are is not important.
神也没有回应摩西说告诉他是谁，因为那个答案根本没有什么关系的。
God's response is that surely I will be with you.
但神的回答却是说 我必与你同在。
Dear saints, who we are is not important.
弟兄姊妹，我们是谁不重要。
The important is that who the one who is with us.
重要的是谁与我们同在。
When we receive the Lord, the Lord never depart from us.
当我们接受主以后，主从来不会离开我们。
So we have this the most mighty, powerful one in the whole universe within us.To be with us all the time. It doesn't matter who we are.
我们里面有着宇宙间最大、最有能力的一位住在我们里面，这和我们是谁一点关系都没有。
The only thing we need to respond is that I am here.
我们唯一需要回应主的就是主啊，我在这里。
I'm available.
我随叫随到。
I'm here. I wanted to go with you.That is important thing.
我愿意跟你一同去，这才是重要的。
So here we talk about the presence of the Lord is very, very crucial factor.
我们这地方看到主的同在是非常关键的因素。
Abraham was called out of hometown, entered into a journey with the Lord.
亚伯拉罕在他的老家被神呼召出来。要到神所命定的地方去的时候
，probably before he died, he had 100 years to live.
他那个时候被呼召的时候，一直到他过世，有将近100年。
Most of the time he had the presence of the Lord.
大部分时间他都有主的同在。
But there were 13 years without mentioning the Lord was with him.
但是中间却有13年。中间没有讲到主与他同在
，because Abraham did something in his own. That was a tree of knowledge and good and evil.
因为亚伯拉罕借着他自己的力量做了一件事，那是坐在知识善恶树这条线上的。
So he lost the presence of the Lord for 13 years.
主就向他隐藏了13年。
Those 13 years did not mention at all in the Bible.
那13年在圣经里面一点记载都没有。
So saints, we need a treasure every day. We need the Lord's presence in our every day.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要真的是宝贝主每天与我们的同在。
Joseph, even he was sold as a slave to Egypt, but in the prison or in his master's house, he had the presence of Jehovah.
你要知道，约瑟被弟兄们卖到埃及去。无论他是在他的这个奴隶主家里也好，在监狱里也好，他一直享受主的同在。
Samuel, when he was sent to Levi, Levi's two evil sons were there surrounding, but Samuel had the presence of Jehovah.
你要知道，撒母耳虽然年纪很小，就送到以利那地方去，但是在那个地方，他也有主的同在。
David had the presence of the Lord.
大卫有主的同在。
But Saul did not have the presence of the Lord.
但是扫罗却失去主的同在。
Dear saints, we need to treasure the presence of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要非常宝贝主的同在。
We also need to proactively to seek the presence of the Lord.
甚至于我们需要主动的、积极的来寻求主的同在。
Okay.Now, verse 13 is a long sentence. If I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them?
摩西这地方问神一句很长的话。他说，我到以色列人那里去，对他们说，你们祖宗的神差我到你们这里来。他们若问我说，他叫什么名字？我该怎么样回答他们？
So, to be simple,Moses think about who am I, and God didn't answer him who you are, and said I will be with you. You will be with me. So who are you?
所以当摩西说回应神说我是谁，神没有回答他那个问题，却是告诉他说我必与你同在。这时候摩西就说你与我同在，你是谁呀
？Who are you?
你是谁呀
？Are you capable than Pharaoh?
你难道你有多大能力啊？ 你比法老还厉害吗？
Saints, in all our situation, yesterday we answered a lot of questions. Actually, in that, we really don't know the God we believe in.
你要知道，弟兄姊妹，昨天我们回答了很多的问题，在我们心里面有许多时候，我们并不我们并不知道我们所信入的主是一位什么样的主。
We don't know his power. We don't know his capability.
我们也不知道他的能力，也不知道他的这个capability. 他能够做什么？
That's why Paul said, "We need to know the power who raised Jesus Christ from the dead and ascended him to the third, to the highest place in the whole universe. This power is transmitting to you."
这就是为什么保罗告诉我们说，让我们认识基督。并他复活的大能，而且他超越的能力，今天正在一直不断的输供到我们里面。
But at that time Moses did not know, so his reaction is, "Who are you?"
但是在摩西的时候，摩西根本就不认识这位主是谁，所以他问说：“你到底是谁？”
You sent me this old man, this old shepherd, to go to see Pharaoh.
你要把我这么一个。
Who are you? Are you someone else? Are you someone who is capable to do that?
你想把我们的我这么一个放羊的老人家送到法老那地方去，你有没有这个能力啊？
I need to know the one who sent me. That one, what he can do.
我要给别人讲的时候，我要告诉别人，那差遣我的一位是一个很能干的人哦。
God, maybe you don't know how powerful Pharaoh is.
神啊，你恐怕不知道那个法老有多厉害哎。
So verse 14, God said to Moses,
十四节神对摩西说
，Who I am.
他说我就是，我是那我是。
Amen. Actually, this is the I am Jehovah.
这地方的意思就是我是耶和华。
Amen. Dear saints.We may all heard about him. Jehovah is God's name.
我们也许都听说，都听，都知道，都听过，耶和华就是神的名。
But do we really know the person behind this name?
但是我们对这个名字所代表的所代表的这个人有多少的认识呢？
Is he really capable?
他真的有这个能力吗？
So when we encounter some difficulties, our last resort, after we consume all our means, all our whatever we can do, we try to manipulate whatever we can do, the last resort that, okay, we pray.
实际上我们在很多我们的经历里面，当我们遇见事情的时候啊，我们第一个想到的并不是神，而是啊想尽一切的办法，用尽我们一切的技能来想解决我们自己的问题。直到我们黔驴技穷了，最后才转到神说：“祷告吧。”
So many times when we it kind of is, we visit a lot of saints, a lot of churches, and even some saints ask, "Just pray? Is that sufficient? Does pray work? Only pray? Can we do something else?"
当我们有时候访问教会、访问众圣徒的时候，交通到一些难处的时候，他们就会反映说。就是祷告吗？没有别的办法吗？那祷告真的是能行吗？
You know, saints, if you go back to read from this point on in book of Exodus, there are 15 times the Lord said, "I am Jehovah."
从这地方再往前读，你会发现最起码有15次，耶和华告诉别人说：“我是耶和华。”
He did great things.And he wanted to make Egyptians know he is Jehovah.
他不仅行了大事，他更是要让埃及人知道他是耶和华。
He also wanted Pharaoh to know he is Jehovah.
他也要让法老知道他是耶和华。
In the first time when Moses went to see Pharaoh, said that Jehovah, God of Hebrew, has met us. And Pharaoh said, "Who is Jehovah? I don't know him."
当摩西第一次遇见法老的时候，告诉他说：“我希伯来人的神 耶和华叫我来见你。法老告诉他说，谁是耶和华？我不认识他。
But eventually, after so many dealings, Pharaoh realized who Jehovah is.
到最后，经过所有那些击打、那些交涉、那些苦难，最后法老终于知道谁是耶和华。
But most of all, God wanted to make His own people, Israelites, to know He is Jehovah.
但是重要的是，他是盼望他的儿女以色列人知道他是耶和华。
Dear saints, today we really need to know who Jehovah is.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们非常需要知道耶和华到底是谁。
Paul, even he had a lot of experiences, and he wrote Philippians. He said to live is Christ. He still had a desire to say, I may know Him.
所以当保罗虽然经历了那么多的主，在腓立比书的时候，他说我能活着就是基督，他的心愿还是能够更多的认识他。
So from that point on, actually many times, whatever God did at that time, God wanted to make Egyptian, Pharaoh and his own people know who he is.
从这地方一直到往前走，他这个无论是这个埃及人还是法老还是以色列人，他我们主的目的还是要让他们认识谁是耶和华。
There's a lot of dealing with Pharaoh and all things. So sometimes I thought, why God? The first time when Moses went to see Pharaoh, he just gave the trump card, the Passover killing, right? Isn't that sufficient?
哦，那是我一直想着，如果是神差摩西去这个跟法老打交道的时候，一下子就拿出杀手锏来，来一个逾越节，问题不就解决了吗
？No, God didn't do this.
神不会那样做。
You know, when Moses and Aaron the first time went to see Pharaoh, the two old men, one's 80 years old, one's about 83 old, two old men with a staff walking in.The palace, the door is so high, the ceiling was so high, and the soldiers standing there. You think about it. There are two old men, and most of them think, I'm still a fugitive here. Right? He was really, and when Pharaoh said, who is Jehovah? I don't know him. Probably most of the knee was shaking. And the Pharaoh said, no, I do not let your people go. Oh, they come up. Everyone was complaining.
你要知道啊，当这个摩西和亚伦到这个王宫里去见法老的时候，那是两个老人家，一个80岁，一个83岁，拿着一根杖。你要知道进去的时候，那个王宫是何等的高大，旁边还有很多的兵丁。当他来到这个法老面前的时候，说要让以色列人出去，结果法老说，耶和华是谁？我不认识他，我也不让以色列人去的时候，我们相信他们说不定膝盖都在颤抖了。
But then later on, one incident after another, whatever God, Aaron did or Moses did, Pharaoh seemed like he can do something, but God is just a bit higher. And each time, it got higher.And next time, a higher. You know, each time when Moses did something, Moses, his back become straightened up.
你要知道，头几次的冲突的时候，这个当摩西和亚伦做一些事情的时候，法老的人也会做同样的事情。但是每一次啊，你会发现，神借着亚伦和摩西所做的事情呢，总是比法老他们所做的事情高明一点。更厉害一点点的时候，我们相信摩西啊，那个腰板渐渐的硬起来了。
Each time, God's doing it just a notch higher, and this making a little bolder.
啊，每次神做事情，摩西他们都看见了，比法老和他的手下做的，厉害一点的时候，我们相信摩西的胆量是渐渐的壮大起来。
So, we come to the chapter 10.Verse 24, at that time, this is the last plague before Passover.
我们来到这个第十章，就是第
二十四节。
二十四节，这是逾越节以前最后一次冲突。
At that time, there's a darkness come down on Egypt. There's seems like it's so thick that people even can touch it.
你要知道，那次那最后一次是黑暗降落在埃及地。啊，那个黑暗黑到一个程度，甚至也可以用手可以摸得到一样。
So at that time, Pharaoh called Moses. Said, "Go serve Jehovah."
这次法老把摩西他们叫来说，去吧，你们去侍奉你们的神耶和华吧。
Only let your flock and your herds be detained. Your little ones may go with you.
这一次他说，让羊群牛群留下来，你们老人孩子都可以去了。
You know, Moses, each time when he bargained with Pharaoh, his back becomes stronger, strengthened, and he can have more thing to ask, more ask. We want our children, but this time we want our flock.
当摩西和法老这个交涉的时候，每一次摩西的腰杆越来越硬，而后他的要求会每一次一次高。以前只是其他的人去，后来孩子也去，这一次说不仅孩子也要去，羊群牛群都要去。
Saints, in our work, many times we don't know how capable our Lord is.
在我们许多工作的环境里面，有很多很多的光景里面，我们是自己并不认识我们的主是有何等能力的主。
So we really need to give our experience to the Lord and to experience what the presence of the Lord means.
我们需要把我们自己交给主，并且在各种的环境里面经历我们的主的同在到底是什么样的意思。
So this time Jehovah hardened Pharaoh's heart. He was not willing to let them go. And Pharaoh said, Go away from me. Be sure that you do not see my face again. For on the day you see my face, you shall die.
这一次这是法老告诉摩西说，你去吧，你的因为神让他的心继续刚硬，所以说你离开我去吧，但是你要当心，不要再见我的面，因为你见我面的时候，你必要死。
If this is the first time when Moses went to see Pharaoh, Pharaoh told him, "You don't come to see me. If you see me again, you shall die."
还好，这不是第一次见面的时候法老这样说的。如果第一次这样说的话，法老告诉摩西说，别来见我，再见我，我整死你啊！
If that was the case.Moses probably is not only me seeking, but he offended everyone.
我们相信吧，如果这个摩西那次法老这样跟他说话的话，说不定他的不仅膝盖会打颤呢，说不定会晕过去的。
But come to this juncture, after so many experience of Jehovah is, Moses know whom he believed.
所以经过这么许多次的交涉，这时候已经进到第十一次交涉了。所以这时候摩西啊，里面清清楚楚知道他所信的神是谁。
Moses had the boldness to know this one who sent me. His name is Jehovah. Do you know?
摩西这时候心里笃定，他对任何人都敢讲说，我这所信的这位神就是耶和华。你知道不知道啊
？You Pharaoh, you threatened me, said you shall die. Who is afraid of who now?
法老，你想用死来吓唬我呀？谁怕谁呀
？The time has changed, because after all these things, I really know, I experience who Jehovah is.
我告诉你，法老，日子不一样了。经过这么多的经历啊，我现在知道耶和华神是谁了。
Saints, we do not need just to hear about him.Read a lot of things about him. We need to experience him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不仅要只是听到他是谁，不仅读了很多东西关于他是谁，我们更是需要经历他是谁。
Our career, our job, our boss, our surroundings, our marriage, our family, our church life, everything we really need to bring to the Lord to experience Lord's presence.
我们的职业，我们的工作，我们的家庭，我们的环境，我们的老板，我们的所有的这一切，我们都需要把主带到这一切里面来。
You know, each time when we experience the Lord in a subjective way, we know who He is.
当我们越来越多主观的经历我们的主，我们的主的时候，我们就会越来越认识他是谁。
It's wonderful that we can go through our life, doing everything with His presence.
是非我们是何等的奇妙有福的一群人，能够在每一件事上能够经历他的同在。
He knows all our situations.
他对我们一切的环境都是知道的。
He heard our crying.
他会听得到我们向他的呼求。
He sympathized with us in our weaknesses.
他同情我们的软弱。
He's such a high priest. So let's just go forward to the throne of grace.
你要知道他是我们的大祭司，所以我们应该坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座前。
So Moses, this time, he had the boldness to say, "You have spoken correctly. I will never again see you. You do not want to see me. I do not want to see you either."
你要知道，这回摩西啊是真的有胆量了。他告诉法老说：“你说的对，我必不再见你的面了。”
Then come to the chapter 11.Jehovah said to Moses, "One more plague I will bring upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. After that, he will let you go from there."
耶和华对摩西说，我要再使一样灾殃临到法老和埃及，然后他必让你们离开这里。
Okay, verse 3. Jehovah gave the people favor in the sight of Egyptians. So all the Hebrew women were asking their neighbors for the gold, for the silver, for all the things.That those things are needed for building the tabernacle.
你要知道，耶和华叫百姓在埃及人眼前蒙恩，啊，因为他那些这个以色列的妇人要出来的时候，要是向他们邻居、向他们的主人们要金银这些器皿，还有其他的好多的材料，这些都是为了要在后来建造帐幕所需要的。
Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt.
到这个时候，摩西这个人在埃及地，在法老臣仆和百姓的眼中被看为极大。
In the sight of Pharaoh's servant and in the sight of the people，
无论是在他的百姓还是他仆人中间，摩西都是有
极大
极大的，就是有了名声了。
You know, first time when Moses and Aaron went to see, they were very short. They were old. All the soldiers, everything was so big.But now, after so many experiences of the Lord, they become so great.
第一次摩西和亚伦去见法老的时候，他们是老人家，可能相当矮小，其他的所有东西都是又高又大的。但是经过这些经历，主观经历以后啊，他们开始直起腰来。
And Paul in Philippians said, "There's nothing in everything. Christ shall be magnified in my body."
当保罗在腓立比书讲的时候，他说：“无论在任何事上，总叫基督在我身体上，现今也照常显大。”
Amen. Christ can be magnified in our daily life.
他可以，基督可以在我们日常生活里被显大出来。
When we go to work, we not just go down to Egypt. We are there learn to experience Christ.
当我们去工作的时候，这不是下埃及，乃是在那地方要来学习。如何经历我们的主
When we do any assignments given by our boss, we need to see the invisible real boss.
当我们的老板给我们工作的时候，安排工作的时候，我们要看见在老板后面有我们看不见的大老板。
He's a real boss.
他才是真正的老板。
The most important thing is that we need to treasure his presence.
最重要的就是我们需要宝贝他的同在。
So when we go to work, we go with him.
当我们去工作的时候，我们就要和他一同去工作。
When we have a meetings, we do it with him.
当我们有开会的时候，我们要和他一同来开会。
When we give a presentation, we do it with him.
当我们在公司里面讲解我们的工作的时候，我们和他一同来讲解。
When we write an email, we do it with him.
我们写邮件的时候，和他一同来写邮件。
Sisters, when you are caring for the babies, you do it with the Lord.
姊妹们，当你照顾小孩子的时候，你是和主一同来照顾小孩子的。
Every situation in our daily life can have the Lord's presence.
在我们日常生活里的每一方面，都可以经历主的同在。
It's not just limited to the church life meetings. The Lord wanted to expand him into our daily living in every situation. So we have his presence all the time.
我们对经历主的同在不是只在聚会里面经历主的同在，我们的主是要扩大到我们生活的方方面面，让在我们在每一方面都能够经历他的同在。
May we have this aspiration that, Lord, I wanted to know you.
盼望我们都有这样的这个啊渴望渴慕，主啊，我需要你的同在。
I really wanted to know who you are and all the powers, all the life capacities behind this name.
主啊，我盼望我真的认识，真的知道并且经历。你这个名字后面到底是谁？你到底是谁？你到底能够有何等大的大能大力？我能够愿意完全的经历你。
Moses went through the whole process. From first time he met God, he hit his face. But eventually, after so many situations and after the dealing with the golden calf, he said he wanted to see God face to face.
你要知道，摩西第一次刚见到神的时候，他是把脸遮起来。不敢看神的，经过这所有的过程以后，当他面对这个以色列人造了金牛犊的时候，对付完这个金牛犊以后，他盼望面对面看见神。
He want to have an intimate fellowship with the Lord.
他盼望和主有亲密的交通。
He really want to be, he really become the counterpart of God.
他真的那个时候成为主那个配偶。
This time, because time consumed, and I probably just share to here, because initially I want to share something about the worship of Golden Calf and Moses' intercession, but I don't think we have time. But I think this is enough already. That let's just review a little bit. Moses' first thought, I must turn.
Yeah. 我本来是想再交通这个金牛犊这些经历，但是时间有限，所以我就停在这个地方，但是我稍微复习一下。首先我们在复习摩西一开始有了一个思想，说我必须转过来看一看。
So saints, in our daily living, in our daily chores, we need to say I must turn to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，无论我们在日常生活里还是日常的劳作里面，我们需要有这样的思想，说我必须转过来看一看神。
Whenever we turn, the veil is taken away.
当我什么时候我们一转过来，我们的这个 pass 就除去了。
So we can behold the Lord with unveiled face.
这样我们就可以以没有 pass 遮蔽的脸来观看并反照主的荣光。
And second thing is that when the Lord calls us, our response should be, I am here.
第二个就是当主呼召我们的时候，我们正确的回答应该是，主啊，我在这里。
Don't ever say, I am not here.
永远不要说，主啊，我不在这里。
Don't ever say, I'm not available.
也不要告诉主说，我没时间。
Don't ever say, I'm not convenient.
也不要告诉主说，我现在不方便。
Response is that, I am here.
你就简简单单的回答说，主啊，我在这里。
If we say, I'm here, the Lord will continue with a lot of dialogue. Wonderful work.He wanted to do with us.
当我们这样回答主的时候，主后面还有一系列的说话，因为他实在盼望我们和他一同有份于他的奇妙的工作。
And when the Lord gives us a commission to do something, don't just look at who we are.
当主
we have a capability. I don't have anything. Don't ask the question who I am.
当主给我们一些托付的时候，给我们一些工作的时候，不要来看我们自己是谁，不要看我们有多大能力，就是不要看说，不要觉得我说我是谁呀。
And who am I is not important. Important is that the presence of the Lord.
至于我是谁，一点都不重要，重要的是我们有主的同在。
Then, if we don't know the Lord, we can say, Lord, show me who you are.
如果我们真的是那时候不太清楚的话，我们可以向主要求说，主啊，让我知道你是谁。
The Lord is happy, is glad to reveal all the riches, all the powers, all the capacities, whatever he can do behind that name.
你要知道我们的主是何等乐意，何等喜乐，喜悦， 我们这样问他，并且他也乐意把他的能力，他的可以做的，他后面的目的，愿意向我们启示出来。
Wonderful. If all of us can experience the Lord in such a way,
如果我们每一个弟兄姊妹都能这样来经历主的话，是何等美妙的一件事情。
Everyone, we can say, I know Him.
我们每一位都可以说，我认识他是谁。
I know whom I have believed.
我们都可以宣告说，我知道我所信的是谁。
May the Lord bless every one of us.
主啊，祝福每一位。让他们回应了。
Especially those questions. Okay. I think it's very good that our brother mentioned these questions. Yeah. As he was bound by one turn. Okay. I'm here.
Okay. Since it's time for your response, and please focus on the questions our brother fellowshiped regarding the turn.Regarding who you are and who I am, and the presence of the Lord, we hope the saints can come out, and then the fellowship. Don't each person. Let's use 1 minute first. Okay, we can have more saints to share. 弟兄姊妹们，如果你想分享的话，你就出来。出来以后呢，照着我们弟兄交通的这些问题，照圣经里问的这些问题来分享。每个人用一分钟先开始分享，好不好？阿门。
I want to be the first one to respond. I want to know Him. I don't need to care about who I am because that doesn't matter. It's who is with me that matters. I want Jehovah be with me. I want to be with Him.
就是我真的是对这些问题，我要知道你是谁，我不要花时间认识我是谁。
Right. I want the presence of the Lord, and I want to know Him.Actually, if we learn from Moses and learn from Paul, that we can count all things loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. Because if we know Him, then it's all gain. Whether it's success or failure, but we know Him, then it's gain. If we don't know Him, then it's all vain.
We need to learn from Paul, so we need to pursue Christ and know Christ, even using this surpassing.超越的知识来认识他，不然的话，我们即使成就，成功也好，失败也好，那些都是亏损，这保罗是把所有的一切都看为亏损，因为他要认识基督。
I want to spend my mortal life to know the immortal God.
他要认识这位。
Praise the Lord.
这位不会朽坏的主。
Praise the Lord, we have a God who has a purpose. And His purpose is for us to know Him. And the simple way to know Him is to spend time with Him. The more we spend time with Him, the more we will know Him and we will know His heart desire.
Amen. 神是有旨意的神，他要我们认识他，我们需要更多花时间来认识他，越多花时间就越多的认识他。
Praise the Lord. This weekend, we heard a lot, but what really struck me was how we're wasting so much time sitting here. I mean.